The second thing, which is more contentious, is about accessing the content of a telephone call or another form of communication. And here again, the same problem exists. Will we be able to access the content of communications as the internet and new ways of communicating develop? Now, I have a very simple principle to apply here, which should be at the heart of the legislation that will be necessary. And the simple principle is this. In our country, do we want to allow a means of communication between people which, even in extremis, with a signed warrant from the Home Secretary personally, that we cannot read? Now, up until now, governments of this country have said no, we must not have such a means of communication. That is why, in extremis, it's been possible to read someone's letter. That is why, in extremis, it's been possible to listen in to someone's telephone call. That is why the same applies with mobile communications. Let me stress again, this cannot happen unless the Home Secretary personally signs a warrant. We have a better system for safeguarding this very intrusive power than probably any other country I can think of. But the question remains, are we going to allow a means of communication where it simply isn't possible to do that? And my answer to that question is no, we must not. The first duty of any government is to keep our country and our people safe. The attacks in Paris once again demonstrated the scale of the terrorist threat that we face and the need to have robust powers through our intelligence and security agencies and policing in order to keep our people safe. And the powers that I believe we need, whether on communications data or on the content of communications, I'm very comfortable that those are absolutely right for a modern liberal democracy. But what I've done is, as you know, we legislated very recently on communications data, but we said this legislation would fall away automatically in 2016. There's a very good reason for that, because I think the next government, and I hope it's a government that I lead, the next government will have to legislate again in 2016. And what I can say is if I'm Prime Minister, I will make sure it is a comprehensive piece of legislation that makes sure we do not allow terrorists safe space to communicate with each other. That is the key principle. Do we allow safe spaces for them to talk to each other? I say, no, we don't, and we should legislate accordingly. And if I'm leading the government, that is what you'll get.